How did you know that? Okay, we're about to begin a brand new sugya, so this is really not a sukkah sugya. This is really a Pesach sugya, matzah sugya. But Tosfos did bring it up, and the Yerushalmi, Tosfos Yerushalmi, that discusses it. And really the background to the sugya begins in the Sefer Sukkah, because it's really a continuation of everything we've been talking about in the last sugyas in terms of the din of Lishma. For the most part, what we've been learning for the last 2 weeks or so, we'll pretty much be continuing to the end of this part of this month at least, is really the sugyas of Lishma, the parameters of Lishma. First and foremost, we're interested in terms of sukkah, but as a related topic is the issue related to matzah. So Tyson, the top of Testament Aleph, quotes a very, very short Yerushalmi. Doesn't sound like that much to it, but as you hopefully saw from the size of the Maamar Kamos, we have quite a lot of things to talk about. So Tyson quotes the Yerushalmi and Testament Aleph, the top of Tyson. 3 lines into Tyson. Matzah Yishana. What's the deal if a person eats an old piece of matzah? I don't mean a stale piece of matzah. An old piece of matzah, namely, that presumably the matzah wasn't made lishma, the same way that the Mishnah speaks about a sukkah yeshana that wasn't made lishma. But if you have a matzah that was baked, it looks like matzah, we assume that it's kosher lePesach, but it wasn't really made lishma for the purposes of matzah. So the Bishami starts out by saying, looks at the Bishami Beisilu. That's the same as Bishami Beisilu. Same way the Bishami has exerts a cause of that sukkah has to be lishma. So there must be some kind of exerts a cause of out, and the matzah has to be lishma as well. And the Beis Hillel Shita, who denies this din by Sukkah, probably denies by Matzah also. So that's what the Gemara presents in the Rishalmi. Then the Gemara says, Omar, somebody, Divri Akol, who? No. That Matzah, everybody agrees, is a problem. Why? Mikaven Shlo Asol, Lashem Pesach, Davabari Hu Shlo Dikdikba. Since it wasn't made Lashem Pesach, it wasn't baked for the purpose of Matzahs, therefore for sure, it wasn't done properly. What does that mean exactly? It wasn't made l'shem Pesach, so therefore you can be pretty confident, pretty certain that you lo dikdik ba. But I thought you just got finished telling me that you don't have to make a l'shem matzah. So what does Yerushalmi mean b'das Pesilol? So the pashtus advar in the Yerushalmi is that what Yerushalmi is telling us is that when it comes to matzah, there's a whole other factor you have to take into consideration, namely, how do you know that's not chometz? You know, when you build a sukkah, so the only question you have to ask yourself is it a kosher sukkah or is it not a kosher sukkah? When you bake matzahs, it's not enough just to ask, is it made l'shem matzah or not? You have to get, well, maybe it's chometz, maybe it's bread, maybe it's halachically, it's in a cigar race. So that's what the Rishami concludes and says, that if you didn't make it l'shem matzah, so it means you weren't really careful with it. How do you know that it's not chometz? Maybe it's really chometz. Maybe it's chometz. And therefore, that would be a concern. So the Pashas of Rav Yishalmi, doesn't say it explicitly, but the Pashas of Rav Yishalmi is saying that when it comes to baking matzahs, there's a whole other issue besides the Lishma that may very well not even exist in the worldview of Beis Hillel. You always have to be concerned with that secondary issue of chometz. Ad kan divrei Yerushalmi. The question is, what does this Rishami mean? What do the words mean in this Rishami? So the Rishami seems to be echoing a sugya that appears in the second parak of Maseches Pesachim in the Bavli, where the Gemara in Pesachim comments on a pasuk about the preparation of matzah. The Torah is shmartem es matzah. You have to guard the matzahs. And the Gemara tells us that this is somehow a new kind of a din, some kind of a new superimposed halacha. It's not enough just to bake matzahs, but you have to be shomer matzahs, whatever in the world that means. You have to have shmura matzahs. And the Bavli is not quite sure what that means exactly. There are many, many stages that go into making of matzahs. You have to plant the grain, and you have to harvest the grain, and you have to grind the grain, and you have to knead the dough, and you have to bake the bread. Bake the matzahs. There's so many, so many different steps along the process of preparing matzahs. It's not 100% sure where this din of Ushmartem kicks in, but there is some kind of a new superimposed halacha called Ushmartem, and the Bavli gives what seems to be at least two different options for when Ushmartem takes place. One possibility the Bavli says is what's called Shmir Mishas Lisha, and maybe the only time there's a mitzvah of Ushmartem is when your mamish making it into bread. When you're making it into matzah, that's when you mix the flour, the water together. Everything happened before, and that was a prerequisite. But the real Asiyas of matzah is only at the point of Mishas Lisha. That's one possibility. And then the Gemara presents another tzad that maybe you require even earlier than that, what the Gemara calls Shmura Me'ikara. What do you mean Me'ikara? From when? From Sheish Me'ibrashis. So we assume that means Mishas Ktsira. The Gemara doesn't say it Mamash Black and White, but that's what we assume. That's what the Rishonim translate Shmura Me'ikara to mean Mishas Ktsira from the time of harvesting. So there are. Everybody agrees in the Bava there's some kind of a dinu shmarat v'samatzas, so we're just not sure is it Mishas Lisha or is it Mishas Ksira. Just parenthetically, the Rishalmi's view just happens to be, we know for a fact that the Rishalmi's view happens to be that Shmur is necessary Mishas Lisha. How do we know? Anyone know how we know that? Even without being Bekim in all the Rishalmi's, if we learn Taizim Masechus Beit Sedev Gimel, we should know that. Anyone knows how we know that? If the Rishalmi's view just happens to be Shmur Mishas Lisha, because the Rishalmi raises a question. When it comes to preparing food on Yom Tov, fine, that there are a lot of things you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. Let's say you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry food on Yom Tov, you're allowed to light fires for food, a lot of things you're allowed to do, which are all included in the het of Achashay Ochel Lechon Nefesh, Hu Levad Yaselachem. Nevertheless, there are other things that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. Let's say, for example, the Gemara says in Beit Sedev Gimel, you're not allowed to harvest on Yom Tov, not allowed to pluck an apple off a tree on Yom Tov. So the Rishalmi raises the question, how come some halachas are mutter on Yom Tov for food and other malachas are also for food? How would you ever know how to gauge? How would you know which malachas are included in Eichel Nefesh and which are not? So the Rishalmi says the Gzeres HaKos. What's the Gzeres HaKos? It says in Parshas Bo, Ach Hashem Yochel Lechol Nefesh Hu Levado Yeaseh Lachem. That's the head of Eichel Nefesh. And what are the very next words in the Chumash? Ach Hashem Yochel Lechol Nefesh Hu Levado Yeaseh Lachem. Ushmartem. Oh, come on, guys. Es hamatzos. Come on, what occurs here? So, ach, hashayachel l'chol nefesh, hu levado yeyaseh lochem, ushmartem. Es hamatzos, comes to Yerushalmi and says, the smichos hapsukim, the fact that the Torah puts these two dinim, one right next to another, that's what's called darshing smuchim. Hekesh is when you dash in two things in the same pasuk, but smuchim is when you dash in two psukim next to each other. Says the Rishalmi, from the fact that the Torah puts these two dinim right smack next to each other, this is to teach us that just as shmura matzah is only mishas lisha va'elach, that's the accepted view of the Rishalmi, that there's no need to do shmura mishas ketzir, only mishas lisha, so too the heter v'chol nefesh is only mishas lisha va'elach. And therefore any malachas in the preparation of bread, or other food malachas that are prior to the stage of lisha, anything that's prior to the stage of lisha, is not included in the heter of Eichel Nefesh, on a level of Deraisa. So Taisis of Maseches Beitza quotes from Rabbeinu Nathanael, one of the Balei Taisis who discovered this Yerushalmi, that that's the answer to the secret. All the Balei Taisis, all the Rishayim are bothered and trying to knock their heads at the wall to figure out, how do you know which malach is a mutter, which malach is a rosser? The Mishnah says you can cook, the Mishnah says you can bake, the Mishnah says you can carry, and yet the Gemara says you can't harvest, you can't do other things. So what's the answer? What's the answer to this riddle? So Taisus discovered Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says the answer is this Gzeres HaKosov, Me'lisha Ve'elach. So this Gzeres HaKosov is only true because the Yerushalmi was of the opinion that Lisha is the cutoff point for Shmur Matzahs. If you don't accept this Yerushalmi's premise about matzah, let's say if you hold like one opinion in the Bavli, that the cutoff point for Shmur Matzah is Ketzira, and obviously this drush about Eichel Nefesh isn't going to make any sense. So that's exactly why most of the Rishonim, in the beginning of Maseches Beitza, and in the beginning of the third book of Beitza, don't go down the route of this Rishonim. Rashi doesn't say like this Rishonim, and the Rambam doesn't quote Rishonim, the Raivi doesn't quote Rishonim. Most of the Rishonim say, we don't follow this Rishonim. We hold that Shmura requires Mishas Ketzira, according to many Rishonim. So if in the Bavli, we saw it like the view that you need Shmura Mishas Ketzira, obviously this cannot serve as the demarcation line for Eichel Nefesh. So what is the answer to the Eichel Nefesh riddle? So it has to be based on something else. So some Rishonim say that in Eichel Nefesh, that Minat Torah, you can even harvest on Yom Tov, and it's only a Chumah Midrabbanan. And why they made that Chumah Midrabbanan? So the Rambam says one thing, the Rambam says another. It's learned Beitza, we learned the third pattern, which is Beitza. You come to all the realizations that all Rishonim didn't want to quote this Rishonim, because this Rishonim is locked into a very, very limited understanding of what Shmur is. We who may have a more encompassing and a more expensive definition of what Shmur means, i.e. Shmur Mas Mishas Ksira, is going to cost an awful lot more than Shas Lisha. Very simple reason. You got to pay the Mashkichim now to go out to Kansas to watch the grain. So whatever, the more people have to watch the more process you have to watch, the more it's going to cost you. So we have the more chumadika version of Shmura. We're going to have a different understanding in terms of the Yantif Sugya. But again, that's a Yantif related Sugya, not a Shmura Matzah Sugya right now. So bottom line is, we have Yushami that Tosfos is referencing, that says that matzah has something very, very unique to it. It's not enough just to bake matzahs 6 months ago and then decide at the last minute to use it for Pesach. That's too dangerous, because maybe there's a problem with those matzahs. Maybe those matzahs are chametz stick. And now we have a Gemara in Pesachim, the Sedenberg and Bavli, that's also talking about the higher level of requirement of shmartem. Again, we don't know what the details are. Those are important details, but not our sugi right now. But some of this is added factor in terms of baking matzahs called shmartem. However, what we really don't know is what exactly is the nature of these halachas. What kind of a din is this that you require ushmartim that the Bavli is talking about? What kind of a din is this that the Ushami is referring to, that even the Beis Hillelniks, who normally require a sukkah lishma, they insist that matzah, you can't use matzah yishana. What is this all about? So yesh lachko, yesh ladun, a major, major question. What is the nature of this whole halach of shmura, this added component, something about matzah, something above and beyond the scope of sukkah? What is this all about? So we'll keep the word of shmartem on, we'll take the words lish and katsir off, because they're not really part of our sugya right now. Yesh ladun, what is this all about? So the Rambam, in discussing the halachas concerning the holiday of Passover, the Rambam calls it hukhos what? Chametz u'matzah. As we sing in the Manishtana, Chametz u'matzah, because there are really two different parts of Hilchas Pesach. There's Hilchas Chometz of Pesach, which is the Isurim. You can't eat this bread, you can't eat this pizza, you can't eat this syrup, you can't eat this pastas. These are Chometz. And you can't eat it, and you can't be Nanef, and you have Chorez, and there's Bayrovein Motze, and there's Mitzvah Tashbisu, and there's Bitl, and there's Beer. There's one whole parasha of Pesach called the Isurim of Chometz. And then there's a whole nother parasha of Pesach called Matzah. What does Matzah mean? But Erev Teichlu Matzah, because it's a deraisa to eat a kezayis of matzah. And in the context of the kezayis of matzah, you have to also eat Korban Pesach, and you have to eat Moror also. And then there's a mitzvah of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, and you have to say Halal Al HaMatzahs, Lech Terod Verm Harbeg, and you have to eat one kezayis and two kezayis and three kezayis. All the mitzvahs Halayla, and then according to the Gra, there's mitzvah Kiyum, the rest of Pesach, there's a mitzvah Achilas Matzah on the table. So there are two different parts of Pesach. Now, they do coincide partially together. Chametz clearly exists for the whole week of Pesach. There's no difference if a person eats chametz at the Seder or if he eats chametz on Chol HaMoed. Hilchos chametz is identical. But Hilchos Matzah only applies, at least in the fullest sense of the word, Hilchos Matzah only applies on the first night of Pesach. So what I want to know is as follows. I want to know, this din of ushmartem, this din of shimur, this din of shmira, that I have to be extra special, careful precautions in terms of my matzah, what are we talking about? Where does this emanate from? Where does this stem from? Is this part of Hilchas Chametz, or is this part of Hilchas Matzah? Is this extra guarding and extra care that I have to be so on guard for in terms of the matzah that Yerushalmi is talking about, the Bavli is talking about? Is this because Hilchos Chometz dictates this? That I have to go above and beyond the call of duty to make sure that my dough is not Chometz, because I don't want to violate the Suri Achil and Hanon by Yerov, the whole 9 yards of Chometz? Or is this din of Shimur a din in the Achilas Matzah? This is part of Leil HaSeder. This is part of one of the pratim of how to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Matzahs that it requires a Shmartim as a Matzah. That's my basic question. Very, very simple question. So if we just read the Rishalmi Kipshuta, we just quote Tosfos, references Tosfos quotes the Rishalmi, what impression do we get from the Rishalmi? If we just read the Rishalmi, the Tosfos quotes, what would you think the answer is? Do you think this is a chometz tikkadin or a matzah tikkadin? What's the answer? Sounds very, very chometz oriented. Now, at least some of them are fresh from the Rishalmi. It's very, very chometz oriented. Why is it chometz oriented? Because the Rishalmi is comparing and contrasting sukkah to matzah. Sukkos, machlekes atanoim, does the mitzvah of sukkah require the Shema not? So the Rishami thought that the same way the mitzvah of sukkah does or does not need the Shema, that's the same thing when it comes to matzah. And then the Rishami does an about face. The Rishami says, no, matzah is different. You know why? Because matzah, even if the mitzvah's matzah doesn't require the Shema, even if the mitzvah's matzah is on par with the mitzvah sukkah, But Hilchos Chometz Shabroi does dictate that you require some kind of a shimur, some kind of an added component. And that second aspect in Hilchos Sukkah, what is Hilchos Sukkah called? It's just called Hilchos Sukkah. Okay, it's also called Hilchos Shofar Lulav Sukkah. That's just because around each one was too small. But there's no Hilchos Sukkah and any counterpart Isser. There is no Isser in Sukkah. It's also to eat out of the Sukkah. You know why? Because eating out of the Sukkah is a what? Is a bittul of the mitzvah Sukkah. But there's no lav in terms of Sukkahs, except for not doing Malacha. But that has nothing to do with the mitzvah Sukkah. So it's only Chametz and Matzah that has the two components to it. So that's what the Rishonim is saying, that on Sukkahs, it's just a question of, do I have a crush of Sukkah or not? So Rishonim says, you don't. If it wasn't made, the Shmami Seil will say, you do. But on Pesach, you have a Chametz issue, and that becomes an issue that even Beis Hillel has to reckon with. That's the din of Ushmartim. So the Pashas HaDvarim is that Ushmartim, at least according to Rishonim, is a din in Hilchos Chametz. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah Seseich Matzah. So truth to be told, if we open up the Rishonim, and we take a look in the Bavli, the Rishonim, we're commenting on the Bavli, we find it's a fair Shema Chalik Rishonim. What is this idea of Ushmartim Matzahs? What's this all about? So, there is a sugya that appears in Maseches Gittin on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, where the background of that sugya leads us to discover that Rashi takes an explicit stand on this issue. So, take a look at the third of Mamakai, Mr. Gemara, what's the sanya? Matzahs kusim luteres v'adim yotzeh b'edich avasim v'pesach. These fellas, these kusim, I mean, you know, in a certain sense, we're very, very happy to have had them. You know why? Because if not for the kusim, we'd be missing like about 20 blood and shas. There would be so much lomdus, thanks to these nutcases of the kusim, they caused Klaisel such tsaros over the years. Beidia by Shani, look at the Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah, they were a disaster, these kusim. They were real, real, real pains in the neck. And, no kusis listening to the shir anyway. Why are you kusi.com? So the kusim were big troublemakers, and Klaisel didn't know what to do with them. We can't figure out what to do with them because we have two fundamental issues related to the kusim. Number one, we're not even sure what. I'm sure they're Jewish. Why would we think that they're not Jewish? And where did they come from? So in the days, towards the end of Bais Rishon, when Sancheirov sent the Seres HaShvatim into Golus, so the practice in the ancient world was, when you exiled one people, you don't want to leave a land empty, so we'd flip around populations. So he took all the Jews out of the northern part of Israel, dumped them into Ashur, and then, and around the areas, and he brought some Heber from other places and dumped them into the north of Eretz Israel. So that was his grandiose plan in conquering the world. So he brought a whole bunch of Heber from Kusa, and they plopped them into the north of Eretz Israel. So here you had these goyim, pagans, sitting in Eretz Israel, and all of a sudden, they're getting eaten up by lions, right? Lo and behold, the lions are coming to devour them. So why are the lions devouring them? Because they would be Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So they're not allowed to be Ovdei Avodah Zarah in Kuta also, but they came to Eretz Israel, wouldn't tolerate the Avodah Zarah. So the Pesukim describes Sefer Melachim that they got somebody, they found some Jew to try to explain to them what to do, how to get around this problem. So they explained to them, you better stop worshiping, you better stop believing in Hashem, you better start doing, become Jewish, because otherwise you're going to be eaten up by lions. So they thought about it a little bit, not a bad idea. Okay, fine, so they decided they converted. So they converted to, all became whole en masse, they converted to become Jewish. And the Pesach said, but they were still Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So Elohim HaOvdei V'Hashem HaYireihem, they were walking a tightrope, they were finished the hair. So the Gemara has a homa chalekes atanoim about, in the end of the day, was the gerus good, was the gerus no good? Was it really a complete gerus or not? So Tosfos has a comment, we spoke about this back in Ksubas days, there's a comment in Maseches Yevamos that avada the gerus was no good. How could the gerus be good? They never get rid of Avodah Zarah. So if a person is makabel mitzvahs, even though they're doing it for some ulterior motive, let's say for example, a person converts because he wants to marry a Jewish girl. So even though we don't like that, we wouldn't encourage such a gerus, but the evidence, the halacha is that the gerus is chal. Why is that? Because at the end of the day, he had a milah, he had a tefillah, he had kabbalah mitzvahs. Even though his kabbalah mitzvahs, the sincerity of his kabbalah mitzvahs was a little bit flawed, we would like to only have gerim who want to become Jewish for the right reasons. He has ulterior motives, but at the end of the day, but the evidence, the gerus is good. It's fair shikamam sefer zivam, halacha kulam gerim. So Tosfos points out that kulam gerim, that's only if at the end of the day he was makabbalah the mitzvahs. But if he wasn't a Kabbalah mitzvah, so it's chaletz on us, it's a joke. Of course the gerus is no good. So what is the Gemara having machlekes, whether these kusim were good or no good? The pasuk is the famous. They never stopped worshiping. They were worshiping idols the day of the conversion, they were worshiping idols. So Tosfos writes, Mestama, what the Machlekes HaTanoim was as follows. Bishas Mais and Sefer Melachim, Avada, the way the Tzukum Melachim described what happened, there was not a sincere Geirus. But there were many, many years that had passed since those days, from the days of the Tanoim. It was 700-800 years later. Tosfos writes that some of the Tanoim were of the opinion that they must have had a change of heart over the years. The years, some of them did become a little bit more sincere, and then we can assume they probably did convert somewhere in the last 800 years. Whoever was left of the original Kusim probably did convert, and therefore they considered to be Geri Emes. And the other opinion in the Tanaim says, well, Hoyudvami, they never converted, the whole thing was never sincere, the whole thing is a sham from day one, it's still a sham. And therefore the other Tanaim say there never was a sincere Geri. So Tosfos presents, it's almost like a little bit of Machlokes and Metzias. That everyone agrees that the original conversion was no good. Everyone agrees that they would have converted sincerely later, it would have been good. But it's not clear what exactly happened. So yeah, this raging machlokes for hundreds and hundreds of years, where the kusim, yeah, Jewish, no Jewish, bath, tanoim, fighting back and forth, the maseches psachim, and maseches gittin, and maseches ksubis, maseches gittin, every area of halacha. We have hundreds of people sitting around, and we're not sure what the story is. But then the Gemara says there's a whole other issue with these kusim. Even if they're Jewish, there's another big problem with them. What's the other big problem with them? What's the problem? Even the nanich that they're Jewish, what's their other dilemma with them? What? They're not such shomer mitzvahs. Now, it's a very tricky statement because they do keep some things, they don't keep other things. So by and large, Torah Shabbat Peh, they generally didn't keep. Torah Shabbat Sav, some things they did keep, some things they didn't keep. They had very, very erratic practices. So you had different tanoim, or different opinions. Now, what do we do with these guys? So again, if they're goyim, so then we don't do anything with them. They're just goyim and finished. But al atzad that they're Jewish, so now we want to know, can we trust their gittin? Can we trust their matzahs? Can we trust their shechites? You know, assuming that they are Jewish, are they observing mitzvahs the way we would expect people to, Torah observing people are? So it was very, very problematic, because on the one hand, certain things the Torah Shabbat Peh didn't accept. On the other hand, there were certain things the Gemara says they were very, very medachtig on. The things that they were into, mamash, full force. But the problem is, half the things they weren't into. So it was a total chaos. For hundreds of years, it was chaos in the days of the Tanoim. All the time, weren't sure, what are they? Yeah, Jewish, no Jewish, and infants, they're Jewish, what do they keep, what do they not keep, etc. So finally, almost finally, the Gemara says in the first Brech of Maseches Chulin that in the days already, the early Amoraim, after the Kufus HaTorah was over, in the early Amoraim, they came to the realization that the Kusim were not Jewish. That the whole thing was not true. The whole thing is not true. And the Gemara uses the Losh Som Kegoyim Gemurim, that from here on in, the Halach is the Kusim of Mamash Lagoyim. That's the way the practice in Eretz Israel today. I think in Eretz Israel, legally in Israel today, this, the Shomronim, I don't think they register as Jews. Am I right? I don't think so. I think they're a separate, distinct community. So they're not considered to be Jewish. The Gemara says, "Nimnu v'gamu that the dinim kegoyim l'chol davar." Why they dinim kegoyim l'chol davar? Want to know why? What finally tipped the balance? You want to know? The Gemara says in Maseches Chulin that hundreds and hundreds of years later, after supposedly they weren't over the Avodah Zarah anymore, they were still over the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says they found in Shechem and Hagrizim, they found Dmus Yaina, they found the idols. They were still worshiping. If the hundreds of years of promising and swearing that they had already given up Avodah Zarah, they were still being loved Avodah Zarah. So come on, this is ridiculous. Nimnu v'gamu, the whole thing is no good. They didn't kegoyim gemurim, and Adkan, end of the story. So it's not clear exactly how does that story result in that psak. Just because if you really hold that they converted sincerely 500 years earlier, so then the fact that now their great-great-grandchildren are of the Avodah Zarah, why does that undo the entire Geirus 500 years earlier? The whole thing is very, very unclear. What the Maskana say Gemara is, but the Gemara does say Nimnu v'gamu that dinim kegoyim. That's what we assume is manazeh. Fine. So, but we're still learning this sugya in the old days. We're still back to the days of the Tanoim where they hadn't yet decided if they were dinim kegoyim. So it could be that they're Jewish. So now the question is, al atzad the Jewish, and now a kusi comes and gives you a piece of matzah, and I want to know, Rabbi, can I eat the? It says tachas hashkachas habezdin shel hakusim shel hagrizim. Right, Mahadrim and Mahadrim, the Badats of Shomron, of the Shomronim. What's the din? So comes the Mishnah, the third parak of, I'm sorry, the third of the Maamar Kamos. It's a Brisa, it's a Brisa, and the Brisa says the Sanya, Matzas Kusi Muteres, Vedem Yaitzeh Beidecha Vasa BePesach. You can eat the Matzah of a Kusi according to this Tana, And not only can you eat it, you can be yaiti the mitzvah chilas matzah. We have dechle matzahs with it. So there are two statements in this braisa. Now the Emma says there are other tanaim who disagree, who say you can't eat it, others don't know about it. But within this first time of the braisa, you can eat the matzahs kusi, and you can be yaiti the mitzvah with it. So what's the problem? Just if you just read the braisa, guys, says, come on, let me wake everyone up. It's only Monday morning. By Thursday, you can be tired. Monday, guys, got to be up, myself included. What's the problem with the redundancy? Matzah kusi is muteris, it's okay, and you can be yaitzeh the mitzvah matzah. What does it sound like? What does it sound like the Bryce is addressing? Halayl hazeh what? Shebechol le'ezon rochlim chomitz matzah. It sounds like the Bryce is addressing both concerns, namely, is it chomitz or is it not chomitz? So that you have to use a lashon muter, but just because it's muter doesn't mean you can be yaitzeh matzah. Let's say, for example, a potato may be muter on Pesach, quinoa maybe mutter and Pesach, right? There are certain things that may be mutter and Pesach, but you can't be yotze matzah with it. So if the Tanoim use the double lashon muteres ve'adam yotze, the Tanoim are addressing both aspects of a Pesach. There's no chametz problem, and it's okay to be yotze matzah with it. So Rashi was very, very sensitive to this, and Rashi gives you Rashi usually is very, very mekatze. Here Rashi takes four lines in the Gemara and gives you a three-line, a three-page essay. Usually Rashi takes 20 lines, the Gemara gives you three words, but kids. So here Rashi elaborates. So here's what Rashi says. The adam yaitzeh b'yedei chavasa b'pesach, mishum chavis layel harishayin, zokt Rashi, that the second half of the braisa, that yaitzeh, that means yaitzeh the mitzvah b'erev techel matzis, shuchayv lechel matzah ha-mishtamerev. All of a sudden, Rashi is cross-referencing and Gemara from Sachim. But on the first night of Pesach, you have to eat matzah that was guarded, that was watched. Kiddich siv, be'erev teich l'matzahs. Pasuk in Chumash, you have to eat matzah. Zok Rashi, v'afili adin en bad loach mitzah. Even though I know that it's not chometz. How do I know it's not chometz? I did a chometz test on it. I put it inside the computer, and the computer said, not chometz. I x-rayed, I MRI'd it, I CAT scan. It's not chometz. Well, nothing, but I'm not yotze. Just because I know for a scientific, physical fact that's not chavit, that's not enough. Ella im kain avad lo shimor. Listen to these words of Rashi. L'shem chavis matzah. You can almost hear the people in the matzah bakery screaming out. L'shem matzah's mitzvah. Dichsiv u'shmat mitzvahatzis. So Rashi is quoting you this Gemara in Maseches Brachot in the second parak and taking a stand in Ashayla. Rashi is saying, where in lies the din of u'shmatem? Is it a din of l'chus chametz? I said no. I know it's not chametz. I figured it out. The X-ray says it's not chametz. It's a din in hilchos matzah. And what type of a din in hilchos matzah is it? What kind of halach is it? What do you mean, Rabbi? It's a piece of matzah. What do you mean it has to be nishmar for matzah? What do those words mean? Where do we find the precedent in halacha? You can have a cheftza, but just being a physical cheftza is not enough for a mitzvah. Where do we find such a phenomenon? Just the existence of a physical cheftza is not enough to be yotze mitzvah. Give me an example. Sukkah according to, that was a bad example. Shaman, come on, give me a better example. Get, tzitzis, sefer Torah, tefillah, mezuzahs. What secondary halacha is superimposed in one of those cases? What's the word? What's that main topic of the last five shirim? Lishma. What did Rashi say here? Shima l'shaim chayvus matzah. So Rashi just told you what the din of ushmartim is. It's the din of lishma. Tchsiv ushmartim is a matzah. Now, how does that impact on the Lashon HaBraisim and Matzahs Kusi? So Zok Rashi, V'kusim b'kinhein sh'tzrich l'shtam l'shma v'oysen l'shimur. The Kusim, again, we're assuming, this time is assuming the Kusim are Jewish. Again, this is not relevant anymore. We're assuming the Kusim are Jewish. So the Chiddush of the Brais is, not only can the Kusim be trusted that they're not violating Chametz, that's a Habitzara, some Tanoim said you can't even do that, but the Tanakhama is saying, not only can the Kusim be trusted not to give you chametz, but they can even be trusted to bake it lishma, because the whole thing that, because in the Kusi Shulchan Aruch it says you have to bake things lishma. A lot of other things they do, maybe they're worshipping idols, a lot of other things they do, very strange religion that they have. It's a kind of a smorgasbord. You know, some things we do, some things we don't, we know those kinds of. Yeah. Okay? So the Kusim picked and choose whatever they wanted. So matzah they were into, maybe getting they weren't so into. Vodazara they didn't like so much, but Bris Beetle they were into. And again, they picked and choose which bits suited their taste. So for the good news on Pesach is that the kusim were into chametz and they were into matzah, and therefore the Braisa says matzah is kusim muteres, no chametz issue. So very good. So according to Rashi, it's clear as day. We're not learning the sugya of kusim right now, but it's clear as day according to Rashi. The din of shmartim is the din of mishma. Not all that different than tzitzis yet, sefer Torah, tefillah, mezuzah, etc. Sukkah according to Bishan. However, one opens up the Rambam on the fifth of the Mamakamis, and the Rambam opens Chometz Matzah, introduces to us the din of Lishma. I'm sorry, worst thing to say. The Rambam introduces us, just checking your wake, the Rambam introduces to us the din of Lishmat Lissamatzahs. So the Rambam gives you in Halacha Ches, Bekeh Halacha Ches, in a context, a very, very complicated, detailed style concerning Pesach. So the Rambam sticks to the din of Lishmat Lissamatzahs. I don't even have to read Halacha Ches, and I already know what the Rambam holds about the Shaila. How do I know that? It's the Kaz of Chometz, because it's not until Perek Vav that the Rambam even tells you that you have to do what on Pesach? You must on Pesach. The first five Prachim in Rambam, Nuchas Chometz Matzah, are dedicated to the Nuchas Chometz part. The last three Prachim are dedicated to Matzah and the Leila Seder. So from the fact that the Rambam stuck in Ushmatas and Matzahs before he even told you you have to eat Matzah, there is no question that the Rambam is holding that this is a Chometz Tekadin, not a Matzah Tekadin. So what's the context of the Rambam? Very, very complicated, the detail. Then, Halacha Ches, Tavshil Shes Bashel, I cooked up some food, V'nim Tzibol Se'orim El'chitim, and lo and behold, I realized, Gevald, there's a piece of barley that was in here, a piece of grain, of wheat that's inside the pot of soup. If this bako, if the grain has already opened up, or it wasn't baked, if it already burst open, or if the barley, that whole piece of barley opened up already, that's a simon mufak that it's chametz, and I have to throw all the food out. If this bako, what if it didn't open up? So motzian osan v'sarfin osan. So then I have to discard that piece of barley, but if okashar tafshil, but I don't technically have to throw out the rest of the food, because even though, imagine this happened in your house, imagine your wife would say, Gevald, geschwiget, I just found a piece of whole raw barley inside my chulent, my kosher Pesach chulent, Gevald, with my quinoa, with my carrots, with my potatoes, I found a piece of barley, Gevald, what do you do? So I walk over very calmly, and I say, what do you do? Let's take a look, let's evaluate under the microscope, let's take a look. Did it burst open or not? Baruch Hashem, it hasn't opened up. Just toss it into the garbage. The rest of the shoulder is gevalded. You go try to pass it in your house. So comes the Rambam and says, it's okay, no problem. Why? The Rambam says, Eina dovel shenivu ol nisbash ol nisbakeh chametz gomer shel Torah. He says, that type of quote-unquote chametz, the type of a grain that wasn't really penetrated, didn't really open up, burst open, so that's not really chametz. Ve'en ol midivrei sofrim. The worst it is only midrabbanan. Mishum she'ne'emar, as it says in the Chumash, Ushmartem es ha-matzes, Kleimar, hi zoharu b'matzah v'shimur osa mekol tzad chimutz. It's almost like a steer of inner contradiction in the words of the Rambam. The Rambam first starts off this halacha by telling you, what you have in front of you is not so bad. Rebbetzin, don't worry about it. It's not so good. You didn't trade from your own kitchen. It's only midirabbanan, only midirabbanan, only midirabbanan for him. And then the Rambam quotes you, what? Quote your pasuk. The last I checked, things that are in psukim are usually what? Usually deraisa. So the Rambam's talking two languages at the same time. Is there any reason why everybody's tired this morning? Who is really tired? Okay, what are we going to do to overcome that tiredness? Koyach Hashem yachlifu koyach yalevik nisharim. Okay, we gotta wake up. Okay, if you're tired when you're baking matzahs, the matzah becomes chametz. If you're tired when you're learning the sugya matzah, so the rest is self-explanatory. Okay, so comes the Rambam and he says that if a person finds this piece of barley that hasn't quite burst open in the shulchan pot on Pesach, don't worry about it, just get rid of it midrabbanan, as it says in the Chumash, Shmat Pesematzes. What does that mean? That you have to be really, really careful. Shumro Samei Kol Tzad Chimutz. So it sounds a little bit from the Rambam that he's quoting this pasuk almost as a what? It means the Torah is saying, be really, really careful Pesach time. But this is not really included in what the Torah meant. if this would be really included in Hilchos Chametz, then you'd have to throw off the whole pot. Chametz to Pesach also be mashu. So this is like a derabbanan, like almost like an extension of Ushmaratim Samatis. Now look at this. Lefikach. Amrich HaChomim. Because of this pasuk that I just quoted you, the idea that the Torah does want you to be a little bit extra careful on Pesach. Amrich HaChomim. Amrich HaChomim is vital. What kind of a lashon? Very derabbanan lashon to me. Lefikach Amrich HaChomim. Tzorech Adam Lizor B'dogon She'echel Menem in Pesach. First, I have to be very, very careful. Any grain that eats on Pesach. Shelo yover lav mayim achashewat achashe niktzar shmur mishas ketzira. That's the chumrah. Ad shelo yeh bei shum chimutz. You have to be super duper duper careful that there's not even chashash of any chimutz, and you have to watch it and really really shmat as a matzah above and beyond what would otherwise have been the call of duty. So the call of duty would have been, you know, just kind of be careful like you are with the veils and drapers and bas b'chol and echal. You should be careful when you observe mitzvahs. But that extra special zeal and caution that the halacha requires in Pesach, so somehow that's something to do with the pasuk b'shmatas and matzahs. Not really the ra'isa, because the Ram used the lash l'fikach b'chacham in different sefer. It's very derabbanan l'shaynus. But the whole picture that the Ram is painting, including invoking the imagery of Shmuel Mishas Ketzira, that Gemara clearly, the Rambam has his eyes in that Gemara in the second parak of Pesachim. The Rambam is clearly learning that this whole parashah b'shmatam, albeit on the Rabbanan, this is not a hilchas matzah din, it's really rooted in hilchas chametz din. So we really have two very, very different pictures in the Rishonim. What are we trying to accomplish with the shmatam and matzahs? Is the goal to make sure that we don't violate chametz like the Rambam, or is the goal to make sure that we have a matzah lishma like Rashi? Bracht, who said you think of bracht? No, 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 you have to be careful. If water comes onto the grain, you better make sure to bake it. Matzah also has water in it. Right? Yeah, yeah, so before you bake it. After you bake it, that's for sure. Okay.
Are we taking the fact that
I mean, it sounds like the whole picture of the Ramzan is Rabbanan. He uses the Lashon Divrei Sofer and he says, it sounds very, very Rabbanish to me, but that's another whole, another complication. Rambam, but one thing is clear, the Din Shmur, if you stop the Rambam and ask him, is there a Din of Lashma? The Rambam neither in Lacha Ches nor in Lacha Tes said any word about Lashma. The Rambam did not invoke the imagery of Tzitzis and Tefillah and Mezuzah, Get, those kinds of things. The Rambam just said, make sure it's not Chometz. So Mechlekes Rash in the Rambam. Rabbi said, what's the problem with this Mechlekes Rash in the Rambam? How can it be Mechlekes Rash in the Rambam? We said Beferish, that the Amorim already decided this. Which Amorim? Which Amorim already took a stand on this issue? Which Amorim already told us what Shmura is? What? Guys, get a little louder. Anyone in here? What? The Amorim? The Tanoim just said Matzah Kusi Butel. No Tana said anything there. What? Which Pesachim? The Gemara just talks about whether you need Ksira Elisha. That could be either the Rambam's version or Rashi's version. What? Bishami Zillow, they're talking about Sukkah. Which Bishami? Oh, the Rishalmi. You mean when the Rishalmi says that even they still agrees by matzah, you have to be careful because Aiden, what was the Lashon of the Rishalmi? What did the Rishalmi say? The Fishu of Big Dikba. So that Lashon of the Rishalmi sounds very much in sync with who? The Rishalmi that's saying that the Din of Shmira is very Rambamish, very, very not Rashi like. So how could Rashi argue with this Rishalmi? It's very Rishalmi against Rashi. Rishalmi is saying that don't mistakenly think that the issue of Matzi Yashana is like Sukkah Yashana, because Sukkah Yashana is just a din of Lishma, and we still don't believe in Lishma, but Matzi Yashana is much more problematic than Rishlo Dikba, which is a code phrase for saying it's Chametz Dik. So that Rishalmi is Mamash like the Rambam. How would Rashi Limshan that Rishalmi? So this is a general question whenever you see a statement in a Rishalmi, and you see Rishonim who are seem to be ignoring this Rishalmi. So, what's the first line of response? The first line of defense? There must be some Bavli that disagrees. So now you have to search all of Bavli from Brachas to Nida and find a Bavli that supports Rashi. So, if you can't find any Bavli to reject this Rishalmi, then you're in a pickle because we follow Rishalmi to the absence of any contradictory statements. But even when we could successfully find a Bava that disagrees, so that will put Rashi in a much better light. So we have to now search all of Shas to find some statement in Talmud Bavli somewhere that speaks about a din of Lishma by Matzahs. If we successfully find that Gemara, then we will understand where Rashi is coming from, where Rashi ignored this Rishalmi that Bavli Tosis, his grandchildren, brought back to life in the past. So that's our goal. That's where the Shia begins today. Where is this mysterious friend from Bavli that speaks about Lishma? Don't tell me you still have Matzis Kusi. There's no Bavli about that. That was Rashi. It wasn't a Bavli.
Doesn't the Rishami have Machlokes?
But the conclusion of the Rishami seems to be, the Rishami's last word in seems to be, you want to say the 2 days in the Rishami, well, it's Rashi and Rambam. Maybe.
Yeah. Once for the someone told
that
the Rashi didn't have access to
Rashi. Did have access to Rashi. Rashi goes to Rashi all the time.
So that's
not like no problem.
Yes. Yes.
Could you possibly read the
Rishami
to say that Pesil says that Matz is different
because of Chometz? Yeah, that's exactly what it says.
No, because of
Lishma. The Rishami sounds like it's saying it's different because of Chometz. You want to say what the Rishami means is that everybody agrees by Matzah that you need Lishma. But the Babli doesn't, the Rishami didn't say it, it's a Shlo Dikdikba. They should have said Kuliyama Modim Matzah Dechsev Lishmartim or something. They should have said the Beit Lishma. The Lashon Dikdik was very, very Chometzik oriented. Okay, so now what's going on? Everybody saying what's Pshat? So there is a Bavli that appears in the second paragraph of Maseches Pesachim. It's in the sixth of the Maamar Kaimis. So the Bavli is commenting on the Mishnah, and the second paragraph of Pesachim says that what if a person comes Pesach night, he's about to eat matzah. And he's scrounging around, and he opens up his box. He thought he bought all these boxes of matzah, so they can't find them. He can't find his chareda matzahs, can't find his satma matzahs, can't find his I don't know what other good matzahs we have. His Lakewood matzahs, can't find his stripes matzahs, can't find his what other good brands. Shatzma, can't find any matzahs. What was it? Ooh, I have these gewaldige good matzahs that have been put away, that were baked, that they're all ready to go. Except I had another plan for these matzahs. I was planning on using them for what? What was my goal? I was about to bring a korban todah. Now, I'm not going to bring a korban todah today, because we all know you can't bring a korban todah on Erev Pesach, korban Pesach. Part of the korban todah is chametz. But part of the korban todah is matzah. So he's baked already these lachmi todah. They're sitting in the freezer. The matzah, they're not allowed to be chametz. The matzah part has to be matzah. The chametz part has to be chametz. The chametz part he didn't bake. He sold those already to Mr. Brown. So the chametz is not around. But he's got the matzah, he's got the lachmi todah. Or he's a nazir. And he's already set aside his rekikei nazir, which are basically matzahs also. So he set aside his lachmi todah, his rekikei nazir, already next week to come to the Beis HaMikdash and to bring these korbanos. Right now they're sitting in the freezer. So that's fine. That's okay. And they're not kaddish yet. How did they become really, really kaddish? They only become really, really kaddish when? Anyone know? When you shech the korban at the time of, when you shech the korban for the nazir, when you shech the korban toida, so that shechit is a korban, is makadish the lechem. So they were designated for lachmi toda and rekikei nazir, but they weren't quite niskadish entirely. Now I realize I'm going to be yotzei this Pesach then. I'll bake more next week. I'm going to use these for the matzah. After all, they're good kashlo Pesach matzahs. What's wrong with them? So the Mishnah says you can't do that. The Mishnah says that chalas tadik kikinaz are not acceptable. So the Mishnah doesn't say why. The Gemara raises the shayla. I'm a chesed. How do you know? Amar Rava. Rava says, "Makra ushmartem es matzos matzah mishtameres to shem matzah yatzazu shem mishtameres to shem matzah l'shum zevach." Rabbi says they're no good because when you bake matzahs for Pesach, you have to bake the matzahs only for the purposes of the mitzvah of matzah, not for any other purpose. If you bake the matzahs for other reasons, let's say l'shem zevach, that's no good. So these matzahs are chaser in the din of ushmartim es matzahs. Notice the pasuk that Rabbi just quoted. Rabbi Yosef, I'm here, a different pasuk. I'm a Kura. Shivas yamim matzahs techelu. Matzah nechelas l'shivas yamim. That the matzah has to be edible for a whole week, not just matzah that's limited in eating for one day and one night. And these matzahs that were baked for lachmei toida can only be eaten for one day and one night. If you keep your nose, only one day and one night. So this somehow is a chisaron in shivus yom matzahs techeilu. So Rashi is quick to point out, well, hopefully we'll talk about this Rashi later on a little more. Rashi is quick to point out that even Rav Yosef's drasha is also part of l'shem idea, namely that you have to bake your matzahs for the express purpose of matzah, not for some other purpose, and not for some limited time purpose. Matzahs have to be for matzah, not for other kinds of agendas that are limited in time and place, agendas that are different mitzvahs. Matzah is l'shai matzah. So that's the principle that's permeating the entire cloud of why lachmi toida and rekikei nazir are no good. Nope, what do you think? Did we discover the answer to our riddle? Did we discover Gemara? So the Pashas Advarim is that this Gemara is exactly what's the engine behind Rashi Shita. The Gemara says that you have to bake the matzahs l'shem matzah, not l'shem toita, not l'shem kikinozit, not l'shem matzahs that can be limited in scope and time. So it sounds from this Gemara Maseches Pesachim, this is the Gemara we have discovered in America. This is the Gemara that invokes the principle of l'shma, and this is the Gemara that Pashas contradicts the Yerushalmi, which is exactly why Rashi went down the path that he did. How would the Rambam read this Gemara? Doesn't this Gemara say that you need to bake it l'shem matzah? Isn't that what the Gemara says? So what's the answer? Well, does the Gemara say that? What does the Gemara mean?
It just says that you can't have it l'shem toita. Kind of like you said with lo l'shma
b'tar. So it's almost like there's something negative here. The Gemara never said you have to bake it really true l'shem matzah. What the Babli said is, you have to, if you do it for something else, that's no good. So what would the Babli be saying in effect? So what does that mean? What kind of strange thing is that? So could we possibly read the Babli with the following? Could we read the Babli to say, Amar Rabba, Yomakra, Ushmadvas Amatzis, Matzah, Hamishtameres, Mechimutz, Lashay Matzah? Which word did I just add in? Mechimutz. Yot the zush emish temeres l'shem chimutz l'shem matzah. In other words, maybe the Babli never meant that you have to bake it l'shma. There's no din of a chefetz of a matzah requirement. It's not sitting on a get. That's if you turn to a mezuzah. According to the Rambam, all you need is shir mechimutz. That's all there is. There ain't no more. There's a din, there's a parish, a shir mechimutz. That's what the shmata matzah means. You need a shir mechimutz. All you need. Eloah, the Shira Mechimutz has to be done for the purposes of matzah. You can't do that Shira Mechimutz for other reasons. But is the din Shimur a din of creating a chalashem of the Shema? There's no such din. It doesn't say that in the Babli ever. So the Rambam sticks to his guns. The Rambam says, the din of Ushmarta was like I told you in Perkei Nechus Chometz Matzah. Light state in Yerushalmi Tais and Sukkot quotes. It's a din of Shir Mechimus. There is no din of Shmira L'Shma. No Hayu Dvar Miyarim a din of Shir L'Shma. It's only a din of Shir Mechimus. Elohat, the Chiddush of the Sechah Perkei Pesachim and the Flamach is that Shir Mechimus has to be done for one reason alone. You can't start superimposing other reasons why you're doing that Shir Mechimus. That's the din. So the Keren Oira, well, Yedaili HaChareinim, he was Mishas Yaakov's brother. He was Godel in his own right, and he had a very chashur brother. Keren Oira, he raises the red flag on what we just said in the Gemara. It doesn't make any sense. If you tell me that there's a din of Lishma, it's like tzitzis, it's like a get, so then I understand that Lishma is very, very limited in scope. Means, just like Lamashal, when you write a get, you have to write a get for the purpose of gay relations, for this woman, not for the other woman, for this man, not the other man. When you write a Sefer Torah, it's for mezuzahs. You can't write a Sefer Torah, I'm writing it l'shem mezuzah. I'm writing mezuzah l'shem tefillah. It's got to be exact. L'shma, the din of l'shma, when you're trying to create the chalei shem of l'shma and the cheftza, there's a different type of designated cheftza. So I understand that it's got to be done with precision, with attention to detail. This cheftza shem mitzvah has to be created. But as soon as you tell me that this din of Shemir, according to the Rambam, there is no creation of a Lishma, there is no Hayu Dvar Miyalim, it's just a din of precautions. Precaution is not a positive thing, precaution is a negative thing. If at the end of the day, I'm watching this and I'm saying, I'm meant to make sure this is not a Chometz. Why? I'm telling you, I'm watching, I got the best Mashgiach in town. Why is this not, the guy's had a long beard with all the payas, he's the biggest, the best Mashgiach around. And why is he being so careful? Because lach b'tayt, they can't be chametz. Because the kikin knows it can't be chametz. And he put a stamp of approval. Kosher. He didn't write kosher l'Pesach b'matzah. He writes kosher b'li shum chashash chametz kosher tachas hashkochas apadatz of rikikin nozir and lach b'tayt. It's kosher l'eich l'tayt l'eich l'rikikin nozir b'li'ech l'yom v'yisbal. Do I have any ladies of Sofik that is not chametz dick? He's a mashkiach, whole beard, badal. You know, of course, it's not chametz dick. And now, Pesach night, I want to use this for matzah. According to Ram, what's the problem? Bishlam, according to Rashi, what's the problem? Everything's the problem, because you weren't toil the din of the Shema, because the Shema means for that mitzvah, not for Yenim mitzvah. But according to the Rambam, the whole root of the din is just the Shir Mechimutz. It doesn't make any sense that the Shir Mechimutz has to be Dafka for these purposes. It's important to be Chometz free for a Kikin Nazir also. For Lach Mitad is also important, very, very important. You would never ever make Lach Mitad or Kikin Nazir Chometz. I wouldn't trust your Ashkacha if you would let Chometz in. So I have no question that this is kosher mechametz, it's free of chametz. So according to the Rambam, the whole din of shmir is just a din of shir mechametz. What do I care whether the shir mechametz was done for matzah, was done for other reasons? So we're back to square one. Shmir doesn't make any sense, according to the Rambam. This doesn't bode well for the shir Rambam. So says the Keren Ayurveda, the only one way to read this Gemara, according to the Rambam. What's the one way to read this Gemara? Is to invoke two magic words. What are the two magic words? Because here it's a kosov. You're right. It doesn't make any sense. Neither does paraduma for our limited understanding of the world. A lot of things don't make sense to us. Kach nemra locha, gzeres akosav, mashta mishtemeres hashem matzah. The nature of the shiva is only at chimutz, and the chimutz has to be Pesach chimutz. It's the same standards. Rabbi, what do you want? If it's kosher for Rikiga Noz, isn't it kosher for Pesach? Of course it's kosher for Pesach, but it can't be yetzi matzah with it. That's the din. In order to be yetzi matzah, it has to have shima mechimutz. And the Shir Mechimutz has to be precisely only for the Pesach, Passover. It has to say the thing, kosher for Passover. If it says kosher for Lach Mitad, that's not enough. It doesn't make any sense. Chalk it up to the list of things that don't make sense to us. But says the Keren Ayurveda, lick this Gemara, you don't see klor awry against the Rambam. So herein lies the Machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam. Everybody agrees as Rishalmi befeirish like the Rambam. There's no question. I mean, you tell me a question, and I don't believe it. Rishalmi says what it says, that the din of Shima is the din of Shir Mechimot. No question about it. The question in the Rashi and the Rambam is there a Bavli that disagrees? So according to Rashi, absolutely there's a Bavli that disagrees. The Pashas in the Sugya Lamechesim Sochem disagrees. And therefore Rashi Gittin, when he explains the Brais about Matzah Kusi, forgets, ignores the Rishalmi, and he goes down the route of the Bavli. And he says, this is all a din of the Shema. And the Rambam says, no. The Rambam says, never heard of any Bavli. There's no Bavli disagrees. You dug up a Gemara and said, it's a Chiddush HaTorah. It doesn't impact. It's not a din of the Shema. The never was a din of the Shema. It's a din of Shir Mechimot, like Yerushalmi says in Shomayis. So, at the end of the day, we have Yerushalmi one way. Bavli could go either way. And Machlek is a Rishonim Rashi in the Rambam. What is Ushmat? Is it a din of Matzah? Is it a din of Chomayis? Right, so what would be a good test case? What would be a good litmus test to see who's right? Rashi the Rambam. Is it a din of chametz or a din of matzah?
You don't have shmar matzah.
That would be interesting. Okay, we're going to get to that in a moment. But even easier than that, easier test case. It's third day Chol HaMoed, and after the first 2 days, my kids complaining that I haven't taken them on an exciting trip. We already went bowling. We already went to play miniature golf, and now they want a real trip. So they schlep me and schlep me and schlep me, and they finally get me to go to Six Flags, okay? Baruch Hashem, Six Flags is only 15 minutes away from Lakewood, so I dumped them there, and I went to go learn. I come, I'm in the car, I'm about to eat my sandwich, I just wash it, this Yadayim. It's just so much easier than Sukkot. Sukkot is so much harder. The Cholamot trip is so much more complicated than Sukkot. With the Sukkot, Pesach is a breeze. I got my matzah. I'm in the car. I'm driving to Lake. I'm ready. I might take a shmak and realize. And all of a sudden, I come to the realization that the matzah that I brought along is what? Is not what? It's not shmur matzah. It says in the big box, lo shmura. Now it says kosher lePesach, madrin OUP. It's got patatz, got everything. But the difference, no shemura. Nobody was sitting and watching it. Mishas tzira, maybe another, but it's kosher. No chametz in it. Doesn't look like chametz to me. It looks pretty flat to me. But it's not shemura matzah. It's the third day Chol HaMoed. I want to know, what do I do? So what would Rashi tell you to do at that point? What would Rashi say? Rashi say, out of your mind for even asking the kasha. Rashi says, the only time it makes sense to have Shmurma, what did Rashi write? Rashi said it's good. What did Rashi write? Rashi writes, Mishum Chavis Lail Harishain. The first out of Pesach, but after Chlamat, the Chiv de Raisi, there's no Chiv de Matzah the rest of the week. Don't tell me how China could grow as we came out on here right now. Is there a Chiv de Matzah after the first night? Kuliyamu Pligi, what's the din? Mishum Panav Oifin. The old times, we remember the famous story? The person who came to my house once on Pesach? Come on, I must tell you a story. Remember? Okay, we'll tell you the story again. But there was a fellow who came to my house. He was from a little bit of a different background, a little bit more Hasidish in orientation. He was a shtickle relative. And he walks into the house, Cholam Pesach. He came to visit with his family. And the first thing, he walks in and he identifies that the matzah in the house, he says, a chametz. Why the chametz? Because they're machine matzahs. Machine matzahs, early by the Hasidim in the 1800s, this is the 2000s, but in the 1800s, the Hasidim wouldn't be gairus machine matzahs because they probably were chametz, because the machines were terrible, they would never clean properly. So the early matzahs weren't baked so well. But now things have gotten, Baruch Hashem, a little bit better, but the Hasidim won't touch, they won't look at nothing, mamash by Rav Matzah, they won't touch machine matzahs. Okay, so that was the first thing he disqualifies, the machine matzahs. So then he said to me, and even the fishy toscho, he said that you think they're not chametz, you can't be, I'd say, you can't eat them now. Why? Because he said it was a mitzvah achilas matzah. Achilas matzah, he said. And I didn't think it was appropriate to quote the Gerach. A little sensitive there, but I said to him, you know, b'chilas kveit haroscha. I said, I don't think there's a mitzvah achilas matzah after the first night. So he went ballistic, he hit the ceiling. He said to me, what? There's no mitzvah eating matzah the whole week of Pesach? He says to me, state in the Heilige Svarim that the mitzvah eating matzah on the week of Pesach is a greater mitzvah, it's a greater mitzvah than by the Seder. So state in the Heilige Svarim. So I said to him, I said, I don't know Heilige Svarim. I said, the Gemara is very, very holy, and it says in the Gemara, not that way, that the Gemara says in the Masechet, we have a tradition, Ish B'Pish HaMesh Rabbeinu, Mesh Rabbeinu is also pretty holy, that the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is only the first night, and there's no Chivti Matzah the rest of the week. So he thought I was like, that was like Api Kursus. Could be what he says Api Kursus, but what I said was what it says in the Gemara. So then he said to me, and you want to know what the greatest mitzvah is? All the mitzvahs? The greatest mitzvah of Achilas Matzah the entire year. I'm still waiting. For the Kiki Nazi, I don't know. It's the greatest mitzvah. Pesach Shaini is the greatest mitzvah in Gansio of eating matzah. At that point, I realized it was a completely different religion. It was a different story altogether. I said, some people, I also eat matzah on Pesach Sheni because my grandmother told me in Europe they used to eat matzah knedlich. They eat matzah knedlich on Pesach Sheni. Knedlich for the people who don't want to eat kebrach. Where did that minute come to knedlich? There's a minute in Israel, people who used to eat in Europe, they used to eat knedlich on Pesach Sheni. Why? Because Rashi quotes in Chumash that on Pesach Sheni, there's no Isser Chometz. You can eat Chometz and Matzah biyachat. So you want to eat something they wouldn't eat on, they wouldn't never eat a Knedel on Pesach Rishon. It's Chometz. So they eat a Knedel together with the Matzah on Pesach Sheni. So I also take a little piece of Matzah on Pesach Sheni, Lezechet to my grandmother. But it's not a din, it's not a minig, it's not the same Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, no source for it. Fine. So some had such a minig. So the bottom line is, according to Rashi, there is mitzvah, at least not a mitzvah chiyuv, is b'nei stretch of imagination, eat matzah after the first night. So therefore, according to Rashi, could we even discuss shmur matzah after the first night? It's a bracha matzah, it's a waste of time. What kind of shmur matzah after the first night? There's no mitzvah chiyuv matzah after the first night. But according to Rambam, could we raise this question according to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, why are you keeping shmur matzah? Because of a chashash what? Is there any iota of difference between the isser v'achilas chametz in Six Flags on third day Chol HaMoed and sitting by the Seder? Not to say, you have karas for both. You eat chametz the second before Shkia on the seventh day of Pesach, or you eat chametz sitting at the Seder, it's the same as the karas. So according to the Rambam, that the din of Shmur Matzah emanates from the din of chametz, so why in the world should it be limited to the Leila Seder? What's the answer? According to the Rambam, why is it limited to the Leila Seder? What's the answer? It's not. Who says it is? If I remember correctly, the Rambam that we read together, the Rambam says that Lefika Chamacham Tzorachal Mizor B'Davah She'ochal Mimena B'Pesach. The Rambam didn't say Dagan She'ochal Mimena B'Leil HaSeder B'Pesach means the week of Passover, the entire week of Pesach. So according to the Rambam, that's what the Mishnah says in Rambam Inoch Inami, that the Taka is a din of Shmira Michimot the entire week, and you have to Shmira Matzah the whole week. Whoa. So I thought Rashi was the Machm and Shmur because he said it's a din deraisa, it's a din of that for pasuk, it's the Shema, it's like tefillin and sitzes and get, etc. The Rashi was the biggest Machmir, he was the biggest Machmir, then he became the biggest Maker because he said it's only for that one little teeny kazayas. The Rambam was so Maker, we didn't even know what the Rambam said, it's only the Rabbanan, you don't really need it, it's not the Shema. Then the Rambam turned around and threw a Chumra at us, it cost us another $500 on Pesach. The difference is keeping Shmur, not keeping Shmur, is very, very expensive Chumra. That's what the Rambam says. Rambam should be favorish. Ochel made a bepesach. Rambam didn't say lehas.
Isn't all our matzah today probably shmura according to the Rambam though,
If you hold, not according to the Rambam, because the Rambam says you need Shmur Mishas Ketzira. Har Matzah, regularly go to the store and buy a box of Stritz Matzah, not Shmur Mishas Lisha, it's not Mishas Ketzira. You got to pay the extra bucks for that. Okay? So Rabbi say, so this machlokes, this theoretical machlokes, Rashi and Rambam, the Baal and the Rishon and everything, now, put the money where our mouth is, now it becomes a real machlokes, a real Shaila. How does this play out for the rest of the Pesach? So it's with this background that we now attempt to solve one of the most mysterious Rambams around. But the Rambam addresses the question, he's actually quoting from the Rif, it's Rebbe. What if you have a fellow who comes to the Leil HaSeder and he realizes he only has one kezayis of matzah? Of matzah shmurah, he's got boxed and boxed of non shmurah. He's got one kezayis of matzah shmurah. What does he do? And the Ram begins to describe what should he do. How do we make a seder with only one kezayis of matzah shmurah? And there's an inherent problem with even the presentation of the case. What's the problem? The Ram is trying to solve a dilemma. What's the best shot? Should we eat motzi matzah? Should we karech hafikomi? What should we do with this one nebuch kezayis and matzah? According to the Rambam, what's the problem? How can you have not shmur matzah? And if for some reason the Rambam b'diavad lets you eat not shmur matzah, so do whatever you want. Save that one piece of kezayis when you go to Six Flags. What's the difference? According to the Rambam, that shmur matzah has nothing to do with the Seder. Shmur matzah has nothing to do with berachos chametz. It's a din hilchos chametz. Eat it to the seventh day. Save it for lunch on the seventh day. What do you care when you use it? Rashi would be all to this. Rashi would get all bent out of shape trying to figure out what to do. What's the best strategy to get the maximum buck out of this one kezayis shmur matzah? Should eat at the beginning, at the end, kezayis motzi matzah, afikomim, karech. You have to figure out. According to Rambam, why is the Rambam even talking about this topic? Why do I care when you eat the kezayis? Either you can eat non-shmur the whole week if you have to, because there's nothing else to eat, or you can't. But why do I care when your time is kezayis? The kezayis time with shmur is only good to say there. Hope that tomorrow we'll have to see how the Gedalia Charanim in different ways try to figure out what is pshat, what is the Bia Dover in the Sheet that's around. Hope that tomorrow.